Dean McGraw agrees that the new disc, called How the Light Gets In, is thoughtful and quiet and feels almost silent. And it was done that way very much on purpose.
The truth is, we're very delicate beings on a very harsh surface. And so it's silence just interrupted by love. Excuse me for saying that. I hope that doesn't sound too corny, but that's basically what it is.
There's a structure to what Wise and McGraw do. Basic rhythms are established on the tablas by Marcus. From this familiar setting, something new is constructed. When Dean and Marcus talk about their collaboration, it becomes obvious that the musical sounds they make begin with listening.
But I'd say the main thing we're listening for is some kind of way to create momentum with mood, if that makes any sense. Trying to connect with some kind of emotion that has motion forward, that's not just static, that has some kind of storyline to it, some kind of arc.
Marcus Wise.
It's like we go on a walk together. We're not quite sure what we're going to see, and we know where we're, what kind of gait we're in, the tempo, and how many steps are to each pattern we're walking in. But in responding back to each other, it may be that he'll have a melodic idea that descends from the higher end of the scale to a lower pitch. And since I have a high drum and a low drum, I may find that I just intuitively start using my low drum to augment where he's going to answer with that. But it isn't something planned, and it's not something that we talk about. And part of our joy of playing is going into this piece to the unknown.
The unknown. It can be exciting and frightening. Dean McGraw and Marcus Wise had started to make their second recording years ago, but other commitments interrupted the project, and it might have waited even longer, but the unknown suddenly arrived in the form of an illness called myelodysplastic syndrome, a blood condition that forced Dean into chemotherapy as preparation for a complete bone marrow transplant that would be necessary to save his life.
Well, when you get a diagnosis like that, one of the things at least that flashed through my mind is, well, what do I want to get accomplished? Because I don't know how long I'm going to live. I don't know if I'm going to make it through the bone marrow transplant, and I don't know what's going to happen next. And so mortality in my face. And one of the things that immediately sprung to my mind is I wanted to finish this recording that I had partway finished with Marcus.
During the tense weeks between Dean's diagnosis and his transplant, the duo went into Matthew Zimmerman's Wild Sound Studio in northeast Minneapolis, planning to quickly finish the earlier recording. But the two discovered that things had changed and had become physically difficult, but emotionally fresh, and they would have to start over.
He was not hardly walking very well, and we helped him a lot to get situated in the chair and everything. He was in rough shape, but as soon as he started playing, it was just really evident that he was gathering everything he could. If I think about it, Dale, I get shivers down my back, literally, because I realize how fortunate I was as being one of the many musicians that's worked with him. Here I am in this situation with Dean, where who knows what's going to happen. He's going to make it through this period or not. I just cleared everything out. I wanted to just give him a really wonderful soft carpet to do his walk on.
And again, it's the idea of some kind of emotional investment with momentum. But not momentum of constant activity, and not the momentum of busyness, and not the momentum of thick textures. Here is thin textures, and here's the allowance of quiet and silence. It's almost like we're only playing things that we absolutely, absolutely have to, and not playing them until we're absolutely sure. I mean, they come up in the consciousness, this is what I think I should play. I have to play it now. Thank you.
Dean McGraw and Marcus Wise, musicians who have produced two recordings together over the course of 25 years. The first when they were very young and their friendship was new, and now the second, a calm and confident response to the frightening challenge of a life-threatening illness.
Facing the demons, really, and facing the beauty, too. Really facing the beauty of still being alive, still breathing, still being with friends, still having the opportunity to play music, which is such a gift. Oh my goodness, what a lucky thing that is.
Dean McGraw and Marcus Wise. They'll release their new recording, How the Light Gets In, at a concert at the Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis on Saturday, February 5th. Their special guest will be poet Robert Bly. For more information, go online to thecedar.org. For KFAI, I'm Dale Connolly.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.